Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. And in this episode, I want to share with you the steps to attaining optimal health. And it is much more than just looking at our physical body, although that is a wonderful starting point. And the steps to getting us to optimal health is the entire reason that I call myself the friendly toxin slayer. Because we have to look at all of our bodies. That's right. I said all of our bodies. We have four bodies. And even as I did my training through health coaching and becoming an integrative health practitioner, we only ever talked about the physical body. And it wasn't until I got into the work of hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and understanding the power of our unconscious mind that I also started to learn about the fact that we have three more bodies. So we have a spiritual body, a mental body, an emotional body, and our physical body. And by the time the symptoms show up in our physical body, they have already moved through our other three bodies, and we haven't had the awareness to pay attention. And often when the symptoms show up in our physical body, we're programmed to ignore them. Because we're taught to tough it out, push through, keep going, et cetera, et cetera. Or accepting symptoms as simply being signs of aging, because apparently as we age, we're supposed to have more aches and pains and feel worse, which isn't actually the truth. That is the programming. The aches and pains are a sign that there's something going on and you need to be doing something about it. And in fact, right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I actually have a bit of pain in my back left side. And so I don't know if you can see, for those of you watching, I have put a red light therapy mat behind me in order to support healing as to what's going on. I'm not ignoring it. I am going, why do I have this pain? What's going on? Is it muscle pain from strength training? Is it something else? And so I thought I would start with my red light therapy mat because it is very good at bringing blood flow to the area and supporting healing, reducing inflammation, to see if that helps reduce the pain. And if it doesn't, then I will go to the next steps. And if it does, well, then I've taken action based on symptoms showing up in my body as opposed to just ignoring it. So let's talk about these four bodies and their connection to our minds, because we also have three minds. We have our conscious mind, which you are very familiar with, your thinking, problem-solving mind that you were taught about in school, which is actually only 10% of your mind, and it is the home of your mental body. We also have our unconscious mind, which you might be vaguely familiar with, simply because you've probably learned that it runs your autonomic nervous system. It keeps your heart pumping every second of every day. It keeps you breathing every second of every day. And it turns on your digestive system every time you put food in your mouth. And all of that, of course, is happening outside your awareness, i.e., it's unconscious. And that's why it's your unconscious mind that is running those aspects of your body. And you know it's outside your awareness because until I mentioned it, you didn't think about the last time you took a breath. You don't wake yourself up in the middle of the night to remind your heart to pump. It's all happening whether you think about it in your conscious mind or not. So it's your unconscious mind that is running your body, and your unconscious mind is in charge of keeping you safe and keeping you alive to the best of its ability, despite what you do to your body. And it has many other jobs as well. And I did a podcast on that earlier in the year that you can go back to and check out if you would like. It was called The Prime Directives of the Unconscious Mind, episode 205. And our unconscious mind does have a lot of jobs to do. And it makes up the other 90% of our mind. And so I believe it deserves a lot more respect. It's also the home of your emotional body, as well as your imagination. And then we have our higher self. Now, our higher self is above the quantum band, and our higher self is connected to our spiritual body. And we cannot access our higher self directly from our conscious thinking mind. We must go through the unconscious mind. That is the gateway to access the higher self. And the reason that we want to access it in the first place is that it has our blueprint of perfect health. It also has all the resources that we need in this lifetime to fulfill our mission, which means we can't think our way to the solution of a problem. We need to actually get out of our thinking mind, get into the creativity, the imagination of our unconscious mind with access up to the higher self where the resources are for the aha, the download to the solution to the problem to come through to you. And you'll know that you already do that because have you ever had a problem you've been thinking about and you can't get to the solution? And yet, the moment you stop thinking about it, when you're in the shower, when you're driving, when you're asleep in the middle of the night, the download comes and the solution is there. That is exactly how it is meant to happen. And if you're like me, I had no idea that we had four bodies and three minds right through my integrative health practitioner training. And yet, learning this and understanding this is so powerful in our ability to really take control of our health. And since we're not taught in the holistic side about this, I will also pretty much guarantee you that our medical doctors are not taught about anything beyond the physical body in their training either, unless they have gone and sought additional training. And that's why I want to bring it to you here. Because what happens is, as I said, the symptoms will start in the spiritual body, move down through the mental body, through the emotional body, and into the physical body. And that's where hopefully we start to pay attention. And that's a great starting point. And so when I work with all of my clients, the first place we start is the physical body. And we want to be able to create the environment for healing. A stressed out body, a toxic body, a body that is low in good quality nutrients is not a body that has enough energy to be able to heal. We have to create the environment for the body to start healing, which requires the first thing we have to do is we have to take stuff out. We have to literally detox and get the crap out. And so I jokingly call myself the friendly toxin slayer, and it's because I say that I help you detox all four bodies. And we start in the physical body. Unfortunately, we live in a toxic world with over 100,000 man-made chemicals that have been introduced since World War II. That's a lot, and it's far too much for our body to be able to cope with. Yes, our liver and kidneys are our detoxifying organs. However, they were never designed to have to cope with that level of toxicity. So they get overloaded and they can't do it all on their own. And now the number of people that are struggling with non-alcoholic fatty liver is simply because they have an overloaded liver, which is a combination of the lifestyle they've been living, the toxic load they're under, the stress they're under, and the food that they're eating and the drinks that they're drinking. So we take people through a functional medicine liver detox that helps the body release all of the toxins that have been stuck in there because the liver isn't able to keep up and can't do its job. Not only that, the liver isn't getting the nutrients that it needs in order to convert the toxins to being water soluble in order to get them out of the body easily. Because our soils are so nutrient deplete, and the nutrients needed for that process to take place are no longer in the soils. And so it is very hard for the liver. It has to work extra hard to get the toxins out. It has more toxins than ever. It's a double whammy what our poor livers are having to go through. And so we start with a liver detox. It's a 3-week program, and you can go to my website, yourguidedhealthjourney.com, go to the testimonials. You can read all of the testimonials of many of the people I have guided through this detox, and just about every single one of them within the first week is starting to say, I didn't know that I could feel this good. Oh my goodness, I'm sleeping better. All my aches and pains have gone away. Wow, I am loving this food that I'm eating. I'm feeling so nourished, etc. And we just get into habits, and then now we're doing something different and we're learning new habits. We're eating different foods that is actually creating that environment for our body to heal. And the body is so forgiving that it will respond very, very quickly. And inside that 3 weeks, people are really amazed at how good they feel and they want to keep going. And we make this a lifestyle because our health is a journey, and it's a journey that we never end, right? Until the end. We must focus on prioritizing our health throughout our entire life. If you want to be healthy and vibrant and mobile and mentally alert to the end. And so we do this 3-week detox, and then every quarter we do a 1-week detox because guess what? The toxins are always coming in, so we need to always be getting them back out. And this allows us to not have to worry and create stress for ourselves around the fact that we live in a toxic world. And that, every time we walk down the street, we're getting the exhaust from car fumes on us. Even if you're eating organic, which of course is the way to go, you're still getting pesticides on the food that have been blown over from neighboring farms, etc., etc. There's so many toxins in our water systems. We're getting aluminum and hormones and all sorts of different medicinal drugs in our water supply when people are, throwing them out or urinating, and it still gets into our water supply. So we have to be just aware that this is happening, not stress about the fact that it's happening, and do the best we can in order to lower our toxic load. And we do that by making better choices around the food we're eating, making better choices around the products we're using. There's so many products on the market today that are highly, highly toxic, and it says they're safe, because each individual ingredient in the product was tested for a very short amount of time for its safety and got that rating of generally regarded as safe. But nowhere has it been tested over a long period of time, and nowhere in combination with all of the other products. And so a lot of the personal care products that we use are just getting straight into our bloodstream because we put them on our skin and it's absorbed in seconds. Straight into our bloodstream, the liver doesn't even have a chance to filter it. So, again, if you're looking to change your personal care products, your cleaning products, go to my website, yourguidedhealthjourney.com, click on resources and then my recommendations. And I have listed there all of the products that I personally love to use. And you can start shifting your product usage. And I never want people to waste money and throw things out. Finish what you've got. However, make sure you've ordered these products ahead of time because these aren't products you can just walk into the store and buy. You do need to think ahead. You need to order them so you can have them on hand for when the product you already have is finished. So that's where we start, the physical body and the physical environment that we live in. How can we clean that up? How can we detoxify that? Then we look at the emotional body. What's the toxicity in the emotional body? Guess what? It's all of the stuffed down emotion that we've been taught to stuff down. Girls don't cry, put your big girl panties on, boys don't cry, don't bring your troubles to work. All of those things that we've heard for years and years and years teaching us to just stuff down our emotions and not feel them. Well, guess what? They become toxic over the course of a lifetime and they can cause dis-ease in the body. And they are a weight. They're a burden that we are carrying around. And when we release them, we truly feel lighter. Imagine carrying a bag of rocks over your shoulder everywhere you go. It's heavy, and you put it down and you feel lighter. That's exactly what happens when we release this emotional burden from our emotional body. And this is an aspect that I had never learned about until I got into this work with the unconscious mind. And that's because the unconscious mind is the home of the emotional body. And we also know that everything is happening for us always, even when we're in the shtick. I know it sucks. However, if you can have that mindset that what is the lesson I'm supposed to learn here? How is this happening for me? It will allow you to move through it a lot more quickly and not stay stuck in Victim Island, stuffing down more and more of our emotions. And when we detoxify these emotions, because we do that when we get to Solution City, right? When we detoxify these emotions, we do that using a technique called timeline therapy. And timeline therapy is such a beautiful technique that is an integration of both conscious and unconscious mind working together at the same time. And we don't have to talk about whatever caused those emotions in the first place. And in many cases, it's trauma. Every single human being has had trauma. And we don't have to talk about it. Yay! Because let's face it, we already lived it. Why do we have to talk about it again? Each time we talk about it deepens the neurology of it. Talking about it once is great because it brings it to awareness. Oh, I need to address that now. However, talking about it over and over again just deepens the neurology of it as your nervous system relives it over and over again because the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. Remember, it's also the home of the imagination. So with timeline therapy, we don't have to talk about it. We simply ask the unconscious mind, what was the first time? Because we want to get to the root of the event, because that's the most efficient way to clear. Instead of clearing anger by every event of anger that you've ever experienced in your life, that would take forever. Even the significant emotional events, the ones that were big, that would still take forever. And what's so wonderful about the unconscious mind is it stores those emotions in what we call a gestalt, which is like a grouping, a line, and the significant emotional events are like little pearls on the necklace. And when we release the original, the first time you felt that anger, it unravels the whole chain and releases everything between then and now. And that first time you felt anger might be as a newborn baby when you were hungry and you were crying, and nobody was getting to the crib fast enough to pick you up and feed you. It could have been past life. We ask your unconscious mind, what was the root cause of this event? And we trust the unconscious mind to take us where we need to go. Because the unconscious mind stores our memories, and it stores the memory of every single event you've ever experienced in your entire life in order without judgment. For later access by the conscious mind as needed. The unconscious mind already knows what happened. We don't have to talk about it again. We simply ask, what did I need to learn? And when we have those learnings that can be as simple as, I am safe, I am loved, I am powerful, I am beautiful, etc., etc. When we have those learnings, guess what? The unconscious mind goes, oh, thank you. You got the learnings now. We can release all of this stuffed down emotion that we've been carrying until you brought it to awareness in order to address it. we can release it from the body. And that's how we detox the emotional body. It's very gentle, very graceful, and very fast because one timeline therapy session takes less than 2 hours. To just do the seven negative emotions of anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, and shame takes the average person about an hour. And then we move on and we use timeline therapy again to release our toxic thoughts, the limiting decisions, and we detoxify the mental body. Because again, we've been programmed, and the program has come from other people. Because we are not born as the very essence of ourself, beautiful little babies with beliefs that we can't do things, cancel, cancel, cancel. We don't get up to take our first step, fall down and cry and say, oh, that didn't work. I'm never doing it again. We laugh generally and get up and keep trying, right? And then over the course of our younger years, we hear things from adults and other caregivers around us, et cetera, that programs a belief system into us that generates limiting beliefs. And in the moment, that belief might have been effective. However, it is no longer effective in your adult life. And we keep running the same beliefs throughout our entire life because remember, I said at the beginning, the unconscious mind has a lot of jobs to do. So it works on the basis that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So it will have us keep running the same strategies, working with the same beliefs throughout our entire life until we choose to change it. And in order for us to choose to change it, we have to first know that it's possible. And it's absolutely possible. And again, very quick and very effective when we change it in the unconscious mind where the programming was installed in the first place. There's no point in attempting to change the programming in the conscious mind if the program's held in the unconscious mind. And all of our programming is held in the unconscious mind because it was all downloaded to us in the first 7 to 9 years of life. As we learned how to smile, how to roll over, how to sit up, how to crawl, how to walk, how to talk, all the language that we learned, the rules of the household, school, society, etc. All of that was being programmed into us in those early years of life. And we developed strategies and we went through life and we were happy kids playing and enjoying life. And the unconscious mind's like, great, I've got all these strategies. We've got this all figured out. Now let's just keep doing them over and over again because they work. Except at some point in your life, you start hitting a brick wall. Something's up. Maybe your health takes a turn. And you realize there's got to be more than this. And there has to be a more gentle way to heal. Instead of talking about it week after week after week in my therapist's office and leaving feeling like I got hit by a bus. So we use timeline therapy to release our limiting decisions. And I call them limiting decisions because you actually have to decide to believe something. All of humanity shares four core wounds: unlovable, unworthy, not good enough, and powerless. You don't necessarily have all four, you might simply have one of them. However, those are our core wounds. And all of the other limiting decisions and issues in our lives come back to those. And so when we understand the limiting decisions that we need to release in order to detoxify our mental body, we can use timeline therapy to do that. And we normally determine that through an intake session as well as the learnings in your sessions where we were releasing the seven negative emotions. So we detoxify the emotional body and the mental body using timeline therapy. And then when it comes to the spiritual body, the way that I love to address that is, are you living your mission? Are you waking up every day with joy, excited to start your day, excited to be of service? And excited to fulfill your role. If you are, you're living your mission, and that's awesome, and kudos to you. It's a beautiful place to be. And if you're not, if you're waking up every day dreading having to go to work, feeling like you're only there because it pays the bills and it gives you a health plan, that's, you got the golden handcuffs on. It's sucking your soul. And that is not a healthy place to be because, again, over time, that causes dis-ease in the body. So, what I find is when I work with people and bringing them to this place of total health, once we've released the limiting decisions, the mental toxicity, that opens people up to realizing that they can do more, that it is safe and it is okay to step into their purpose and mission. Even if they don't fully understand the how, they know their why. And they can step into that. And they could say goodbye to the golden handcuffs. And they can replace that income, being of service, doing what they love, and earn more. That is how we release the spiritual toxicity and bring us into spiritual alignment with who we were always meant to be. And when our four bodies are in perfect alignment, that is when we also are in a place of total health. And as I said earlier, this is never a something that you're going to stop. It's always a journey. And if you want to be able to live your life fully to the end, we have the capacity to be able to live well beyond 100 years old when we look after the health of all four bodies. And unfortunately, the programming today and what we see happening is far too many people spending far too much time in nursing homes. The average American is spending 10 years in a nursing home, the last 10 years of their life. Once you enter a nursing home, you very often don't come out, and that isn't quality of life. Nobody is retiring from their job looking forward to, their senior years and going, "Oh, I can't wait to get into the nursing home." Now, it might be a retirement village where you get to meet other seniors and they have fun events and all of that. That's awesome. When I'm talking about the last 10 years in a nursing home, I mean in a care home where you don't necessarily have full mobility or full cognitive capability, and you're not necessarily aware of who's visiting you. That isn't quality of life. And 10 years of that is a long time, and it's expensive. It's very, very expensive. And it doesn't have to be that way because we can choose to take better care of all four of our bodies and address the health in all four bodies, address the toxicity in all four bodies in order to come to a place of complete health. And I just want to share with you today that that is possible because you may not even know that. I didn't. Even as an integrative health practitioner, I didn't know that we had all four bodies. And yet it made so much sense because I know people, and you probably do too, who have had some kind of a health crisis and they recover from it. They address it in the physical body and they recover from it. And then 6 months, a year later, maybe 18 months later, there's another health crisis. And you feel sorry for them, going, "Oh my goodness, how much does this poor person have to put up with?" And that second health crisis is the emotional body or the mental body or the spiritual body, or perhaps all three going, "Hello, hello, you didn't heal me last time. You only healed the physical body. And now you need to heal me. You need to release the stuffed down emotions. You need to release the negative thoughts. You need to bring yourself into spiritual alignment and get out of the soul sucking job." And when you do that, that is where you get to complete health. And you don't have to go through any health crisis again. However, you also don't have to wait for the health crisis. And that's why this podcast is called Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call. You can choose to take preventative care because that is always better than waiting until you get sick and doing something about it. And if you want to know more about preventative care, I recommend you go back to episode 242, which came out 2 or 3 weeks ago with Dr. George Grant, and he was talking about that through his episode, that we can do so much when we choose to be proactive in our health. And it doesn't have to take a lot of effort. Yes, there might be some habit changes. Yes, there might be some changes in the food that you're eating. And guess what? Healthy food can be delicious too. I've got lots of amazing recipes in my detox program, and people tell me, "Oh my God, this is so good." And I eat it even when I'm not detoxing. And I see people posting on social media that they're still using my recipes, and I love seeing that. So I hope you found this episode to be informative and perhaps, just perhaps, learning that you have more than just your physical body will allow you more scope to step into as you think about how you want to prioritize your health. And of course, if you have questions, if you want support, please reach out to me. I've got a number of programs for dealing with all four bodies, of course, because that's the journey. And I'm happy to answer your questions and give you direction and support you on your journey. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for wanting to know what you can do to be proactive in your health. And if you know someone else that needs to listen to this episode, please share it with them. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.